It usually starts out with a thought, something like, I wonder what it'd be like to. Most generally, those thoughts turn out bad. This one did. Well, it wasn't my thought, mind you. It was a good friend of mine. Yeah, that's right, a close personal friend. This fellow, he was taking the trash out before the next day's trash pickup. He does that regularly. The fellow lives at the bottom of a hill, so there's a nice slant to his driveway. He leaves the trash can next to the street, and he walks back down to his home. Did I mention it's on a nice slant? By the way, he happened to be wearing some thick platform shoes. Good ones. Lots of support. Good walking shoes. Poor running shoes. It was about dusk, and none of the neighbors were out, just him. And just then, he got this wild hair of an idea that it'd be fun to jog back down the hill. What can go wrong with that? He's in fairly good shape, other than being in his 60s. He walks on the treadmill every day, so, hey, let's give it a go. Normally, this man is clear-headed and fairly bright, rational, but sometimes prone to getting talked into stupid ideas by the committee in his head. But off he went. This little jog down the hill was going well. So well, he wondered what it'd be like to go faster. So he did. Fortunately, or unfortunately, as the case may be, the garage door was open and his car had been backed in trunk first, so the big soft hood was exposed to the street. This will become important to the story in just a moment. Anyway, the man was clipping along downhill. Unfortunately, his body appeared to be traveling down the hill a lot faster than his feet could keep up. He thought he might have a little problem, one of stopping safely. With emphasis on the safely part, he knew stopping wasn't going to be a problem, but stopping safely, big problem. Several thoughts crossed through his mind in split seconds before he came up with a brilliant decision. You know how thoughts flash about in your mind's eye in split seconds? These quick thoughts that lead to decisions involve extremely fast coordination between an area of the premotor cortex and two areas in the prefrontal cortex. Anyway, timing is everything when it comes to these quick decisions. Turns out this guy surveyed his predicament and came up with several thoughts in quick succession. First, that there may be a problem stopping. Second, no, we've got this. It's all good. The garage door is open. We're almost there, and the hill flattens out. His superior balance and stamina and muscle tone will prevent any mishap. Then there's that third thought. Nope. Houston, we have a problem. We're going in. The fourth and last decision was about where to hit. Are we taking out the bendable car hood or flying just above the cement floor before impact? You know, like Superman, head first, feet trailing, spreading the collision damage out over the entire breadth of the human body. No, the car would be too expensive, so let's sacrifice the body instead. Another superior decision, I might add. One more check of the possibility of riding the ship, followed by a quick response of, no way, Nelly. Stretch out the old arms, prepare for impact, splash down, hard and cold. Glasses go flying, instant pain. A quick survey of the damage. Pain is felt in the forehead, the left hand, the right shoulder, the right hip, and the right kneecap. Hey, other than that, the report back to the brain is, hey, all good here. The superior specimen of a man jumps up. Well, he rises over time and surveys his surroundings. No one saw his plunge, but the pain persists. Suffice it to say, the appointment with the orthopedic specialist is Tuesday. I believe I'll go along with my friend to, you know, support him. While I'm there, I may check out my shoulder. It's been throbbing ever since my friend's little spill. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.